They need to get some more damn troops up here, growled Snafu, his standard remark in a tight spot. Snafu set up the gun, and I removed an HE, high explosive, shell from a canister in my ammo bag. At last we could return fire. Snafu yelled, "Fire!" Just then a Marine tank to our rear mistook us for enemy troops. As soon as my hand went up to drop the round down the tube, a machine gun cut loose. It sounded like one of ours, and from the rear of all places. As I peeped over the edge of the crater through the dust and smoke and saw a Sherman tank in a clearing behind us, the tank fired its 75-millimeter gun off to our right rear. The shell exploded nearby, around a bend in the same trail we were on. I then heard the report of a Japanese field gun located there as it returned fire on the tank. Again I tried to fire, but the machine gun opened up as before. "Sledgehammer, don't let him hit that shell. We'll all be blown to hell," said a worried ammo carrier crouched in the crater near me. "Don't worry, that's my hand he just about hit," I snapped. Our tank and the Japanese field gun kept up their duel. "By God, when that tank knocks out that nip gun, he'll swing his 75 over this-a-way, and it'll be our ass. He thinks we're nips," said a veteran in the crater. "Oh, Jesus," someone moaned. A surge of panic rose within me. In a brief moment, our tank had reduced me from a well-trained, determined assistant mortar gunner to a quivering mass of terror. It was not just that I was being fired at by a machine gun that unnerved me so terribly, but that it was one of ours. To be killed by the enemy was bad enough. That was a real possibility I had prepared myself for. But to be killed by mistake by my own comrades was something I found hard to accept. It was just too much. An authoritative voice across the trail yelled, "Secure the mortar!" A volunteer crawled off to the left, and soon the tank ceased firing on us. We learned later that our tankers were firing on us because we had moved too far ahead. They thought we were enemy support for the field gun. This also explained why the enemy shelling was passing over and exploding behind us. Tragically, the Marine who saved us by identifying us to the tanker was shot off the tank and killed by a sniper. The heavy firing on our left had about subsided, so the Japanese counterattack had been broken. Regrettably, I hadn't helped at all because we were pinned down by one of our own tanks.